Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Very excited about having Dr. Stephen Mintz back on the show. Stephen's become a great member of our Brain Trust over the last year or so. He's the author of Beyond Happiness and Meaning, Transforming Your Life Through Ethical Behavior. He's got a workplace ethics advice blog that I recommend to you. He's a retired. He is professor emeritus from Cal Poly State University in San Luis Obispo. And he's our good friend, Dr. Stephen Mintz. Welcome back.
Thank you, Jim.
It's good to have you back, as always. So you're out there as a student and an observer and a reporter on the human culture. And when you look out across America today, what do you see as a scientist and an observer and a clinician, basically, from your position in academia? What do you see out there when you look across our landscape?
Well, I think the main thing is there's a big division in society in the United States, and it's getting bigger and bigger, and it's getting scarier and scarier. We've seen in recent weeks and months protests in the street that have evolved into, you could say terrorist-like.
It is terrorism. When you burn down buildings and shoot people and attack authority, that's terrorism.
No doubt about it. And we don't seem to have an answer to that other than, bringing in the police, of course. But the real answer is dialoguing with each other. Mm-hmm. In other words, learning how to disagree with each other without being disagreeable.
Well, one of the points I want to stick in here about terrorism, the definition of terrorism is creating chaos, even if it hurts innocent people. And is that not what we've seen with the protests, but with the anarchy that we've seen in places like Portland and Seattle and others? They've created chaos, and they didn't care that they hurt innocent people, including physically and financially. What do you think?
Oh, I agree. And I think the problem is folks like that don't consider the consequences of their actions before they act. How is it going to affect the community, the people who live in the area, citizens? Their buildings are burned down. Customers aren't coming to their stores. They don't seem to look at that at all. It's more of a selfish act.
Well, and the thing that it seems to me, if you're protesting, and God bless the protesters because they're protected under the First Amendment to protest peacefully, but here's the question: if you're protesting, then you obviously have something you're upset about. If you stop being peaceful, then you're not just trying to find a solution; you're trying to take a solution. And you're taking it
that's
from people
true.
Who haven't done anything wrong with you, and that's the problem, isn't it?
Right, right. You're harming those who there's no reason to harm them. And, we have an expression in ethics, just because you have a right to do something, mm-hmm. it doesn't necessarily mean it's the right thing to do.
Just because you
and
can doesn't mean that you should.
Right. Another way of putting it. Exactly. And certainly the protesters don't look at things that way. They're just trying to make a point, mm-hmm. and it doesn't matter who they harm in the course of doing that.
So by extension of your definition, when we see what they're doing, they're not a positive force because they don't want a solution. They just want anarchy. They just want control. And people who are like that and people who defend them are not part of the solution. Can we agree on that?
Absolutely. It's almost impossible to get through to them and have them open their eyes and have an open dialogue about what we could do to make things better. That's not what they're about.
When people show up at night and with weapons, with bats and bricks and even explosives, and they start beating windows and opening up buildings and burning them even, and attacking authority, that's not discussion, folks. That's no longer protest. That is terrorism, isn't it? Last thoughts, quickly, Stephen.
Yeah, absolutely. And it morphs into other things in society, as we're seeing today.
Mm-hmm. And so now when we come back, we're going to talk about another level. We're going to go up a level and talk about where maybe there could be some discussion, but unfortunately there isn't. And what do we have to do about that? And we're going to get Dr. Stephen Mintz to report on that after the break. 22. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.